Kate Lady.
Seagulls.
Kate Lady.
It's easy to dismiss them as just seagulls, but there are actually more than 15 gull species in the region, making them one of the most challenging birds to identify. Luckily, their abundance offers lots of opportunities to practice. To start gull watching, focus on adult birds, white bodies with gray wings, and pass on the more challenging juveniles, brownish gulls. Once you are familiar with the five most common species, the rare species will stand out. Three common gulls are large, raven-sized birds, about 24 inches long, with pink legs and yellow bills with a red dot. Glaucus-wing gulls have gray wingtips. Herring gulls and Thayer's gulls both have jet black wingtips and are difficult to distinguish from one another. Look into their eyes, if you can. Usually, herring gulls have a pale iris and Thayer's a dark iris. A few gulls out there may be hybrids of two species. Mew gulls are common crow-sized gulls, about 17 inches long. They have greenish-yellow legs, a yellow bill, and white wingtips. They may be confused with black-legged kittiwakes, which are the same size but have black legs and black-tipped wings without white spots. One way to distinguish a mew gull is by its undulating flight, distinct from a kittiwake's straight line of flight. The mew gull's call is sometimes described as a miew or kiew sound. Bonaparte's gulls are relatively small, pigeon-sized birds, about 13 inches long, with a thin black bill and bright orange-red legs and feet. They have a black hood from April to August. The rest of the year, they have an obvious dark ear spot on their white head. Bonaparte's may be confused with the slightly larger Arctic terns, which also hover, but Arctic terns have a long forked tail and a red bill.